Blog Talk Radio.
God, Mambo number five. It is your boy, Ketra Bilaz, all bromo, no homo.
Oh, I feel you, man.
Hey, doctor, why don't you hit me up with some of that funky bass thing?
What?
Then she knows exactly what's going on.
Listening because she's on a computer or a telephone. every time we call her, it's by like coconut. So. Wait, I gotta say something really quick. Do you know? Did you see today when they unveiled the Madden 12 cover?
Yeah, it's that Hillis guy, right?
Yeah, Peyton Hillis. White guy on the cover, guys. White power, that's all I gotta say.
Stupid, man. I mean, you know, freaking Max Hall should have been on that.
It should have been, you know, Skelton, but whatever.
Right?
Yeah, totally. But, you know, it's gonna be great, guys.
Yeah, I'm kind of flabbergasted that we've had 50 episodes so far.
Well, I'm flabbergasted, too. I mean, the people we've had on, too, is like... I just can't even explain it. We've had... Who have we had? Tell me.
We've had a little band named Pepper.
Yeah. We've had
Pepper.
We've had the
Expendables, you know.
We've had Ray Brown Jr. We've had...
Ella Fitzgerald. I don't want to name that last, but we've had a lot of people. And it's been...
We've had Ella Fitzgerald.
We actually had Ella Fitzgerald on the show.
We've had Shania Twain, Sheryl Crow,
Toby Keith himself, Big T, and I like to call him.
I mean, so many different people, guys, but literally, though, we haven't. But we've had a lot of people, man. It's 50 episodes, too. We've had Bad Rabbits last week. I mean, I can't even think of the names right now. Whiskey King Coalition.
I mean, let's just, we don't have to name them all.
We don't have to name them all, because you guys can listen to them yourself. They're beautiful episodes, and they'll blow your mind. But
you know, real quick, I'm just throwing something, you know. I think it's Monday. Isn't it Monday, Doctor? It's a showdown between Will Ferrell and Conan.
Will Ferrell and Conan. Will Ferrell straight up said that he's going to shave Conan's beard off. Like,
but he didn't say it in a nice way. He said, I'm going to shave it off. He's yelling. He's pissed.
He was heated. And he had, like, a straight red razor, and he was, like, rubbing it on his face. He was all,
yeah.
No, he had it on a balloon. He's all, I'm shaving the balloon. And he goes, pop. And he's all, that's your head, Conan. And I was like, no, not the cone bones beard.
I don't even remember if I've seen him without a beard.
I've seen him the Tonight Show before he came on.
You did the Tonight Show, right?
Dan Cronin, we've had him on too, right on Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite interviews because he actually interviewed us on the show. He was like, who are you guys?
Yeah, who are you? Where are you guys? I'm like, hey.
Yeah, whoa, calm down. But he was really cool, and I love that guy.
Hey, Doctor, you're really cool.
Hey, Tetra, I love you.
Okay.
No homo. Guys, this is something, a trend we want to start. You know how people say no homo? They're like, no homo, no homo. What you got to do is say all the homo. You feel me?
Yeah, you got to go up to a dude and I'm a big sloppy kid. Yeah, all the homo, baby. Think about that when you go to sleep tonight.
Not that much. But tell him he looks nice and then say no homo, all the homo. Blah, blah, blah. Then you can kiss them, you know?
And after that, then, you know,
then
you can do what you do.
No, just kidding. But seriously, guys, totally. You want to get Jeanette on? I want to do this already because for our listeners out there, I want to go in, like, slow, you know? Like, pretend like we're not having her on but to blast her, but we're just having her on to talk, you know? But then eventually.
And then we're like, hey, a little baby told me that you're a filthy liar.
You're lying. That's what you're gonna do. You know, I feel it. But while you do that, I'm gonna play one of Lionize's song. The band's supposed to be on tonight, so I'm gonna play a little bit of that. It's really quick. It's like 2 minutes or something. I'm gonna play that.
Let me go try to set this up real quick.
You set it up, homie. Then you come back. You guys, we'll have.
Yeah, I might interrupt the song. Just to let you know.
You'll set up the song?
No, I might interrupt it when I come back.
Oh, well, just scream or something, you know? And I told you. Do that, seriously. Scream like that, and then I'll do it for you, all right?
I'll be back.
All right, cool.
Every time I see you, my heart is breaking. My pulse is racing. I wonder what have you found out? heart is breaking, my pulse is racing. Every time I wonder, what have you found out?
You're Trying to Kill Me by Lion Eyes.
Hey, man,
wait.
Why don't you listen to me when I called you earlier?
Was that you that jumped in there? I thought it was part of the song. I was like, man, this guy screams a lot. But, you know, that's a beautiful song. They'll be joining
us
tomorrow.
Yeah, beautiful, man.
They'll be joining us tomorrow, guys, for sure. Trust me. I'm so, all these people are flooding our inbox right now with questions saying why they're not on. Tomorrow, guys, I promise
they're
to be on.
Guys, the only reason to call them is these guys.
Yeah,
yeah,
trust
sorry.
Me, they're going to be on tomorrow. It's going to be really, really good. They're a great band. But are we joined by Jeanette Tetra?
We are joined by Jay RZA, a.k.a. What was his name? What was that guy's name, dude? Oh, the bone crusher. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Really good?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what's so funny?
You guys are funny, that's what.
We're funny?
Yeah, you guys are funny.
Can you explain why we're funny?
I'm so retarded.
Like, what kind of funny? Is it my voice? Am I a clown? Am I here to amuse you?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's funny, because now I got to go to your house and shoot you. Way to go.
You
brought that on yourself, man.
That's funny, but shut up. Anyway. What were we going to talk about? I wanted to bring something up, because last time you were on the show, you know, this really hurt my feelings. After the show, guys, we called her back, you know, right, Tetra, remember? Tetra.
Oh, my bad, what?
He died, yeah.
Remember,
I just zoned out. Okay, what?
Remember we called her back after the show last time?
Yeah.
And then remember she screamed at me. She called me a cheater or something, remember?
Yeah, she was like, I hate you. And I was like, whoa.
I did not say that.
Jay Bunny, you gotta calm down.
You told me you hated me, and you called me a cheater.
They're like, this is spot on. I was like, what do you mean?
What was that about?
Well, yeah, I have memories, so I want to really mention it.
Memories of what?
I do.
Doctor, what did you do, man? You're in the heat, the hot seat.
How about you let Tyler explain? I'm pretty sure he knows.
I did.
Hey, well, what'd you do, baby? What'd you do? Go, let me in on this.
You want to know what I did?
I mean, I was there, but, you know, tell me again.
This was in eighth grade, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're a liar.
She was a saint. What are you talking about?
First of all, when me and him broke up, the next day he started going out with Rachel.
Dude, okay, first of
Rachel?
All.
Rachel?
Is that all about?
Who is Rachel?
First of all,
what?
Okay.
Oh, my God, who's Rachel? You know who Rachel is.
Everybody needs to calm down for a second. We're bringing up dirty laundry on our 50th episode. I don't have dirty laundry to throw back at you, so don't worry. But
I'm not even involved in this, so, you know, I'm a bystander on this one, guys.
What was Tetra doing this whole time?
I was freaking sucking my thumb, baby. I was just watching you guys.
All I remember, I'll give you guys this experience. I remember I went to Mr. Rhodes' class, you know, good old Chocolate Bear, and I walked in there. I walked in there, and I saw Jeanette, like, in tears. And
I was not crying. Hold on,
calm down. I remember I walked in there and you just had tears in your eyes and you were staring at me with like a devil look. And like Mr. Rhodes, he sent us out of the room. Like he sent us out and you were outside of the room and you looked at me and you were like, I'm gonna slap you. I'm gonna punch you. And like
you called me. Oh, I didn't remember.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Like, you told me you were going to punch me in the head.
No, I wasn't crying. I was more fucking pissed.
Whoa.
Now we're going to pay another
$500. It was what you did.
Now we're going to pay another $500, guys. Way to go.
Oh, my God.
You know, and anyways.
Hold on. Okay. I just got to say something really quick, okay? You ready for this? Jeanette, you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. So apparently, Tetra, you here too?
Yeah, I just woke up from a nap because I just got beat up right now, but it's not even a good deal.
Apparently, Jeanette, this is something that's crazy. I've been hearing a little birdie fly around Trevor Brown, and I guess the word around is that me and you went to prom, right?
Oh, yeah.
We did, huh?
How did that happen?
Just a joke.
Huh?
Just a joke.
It's a joke?
Yeah, it's a joke.
I mean, we both know
we didn't go. I mean, come on, let's be obvious about it. It's just a joke.
No, but how did that start? I just want to know. I'm curious.
Well, I guess, question, because he's hearing, he just started, like, messing with me, saying, so, I didn't go to prom with Tyler, and I was like, no, we're not going to go to prom. So then he starts, like, freaking messing with me about this, so then I just started saying that, yeah, we're going to go to prom with Tyler.
Okay, hold on.
So you're going to go to prom with Tyler, right?
Yeah, it was just a joke, though.
It was a joke?
Yeah.
Dang, that's a funny joke.
Hold on.
You are hilarious.
I have a couple problems about that. Well, not problems, but Christian told me that he heard that. My friend Felipe told me he heard that. My friend Antonio told me he heard that.
Felipe?
Roberto. Who else, Tetra? Who else told us that we went to prom together?
The Bone Crusher himself.
I don't even know who Roberto is.
The Bone Crusher, Jose Figueroa, told us that.
Yeah, some guy with the rubber.
You're a liar. He did not say that.
Some guy with the rubber toe named Roberto told us that.
And we were like, whoa, you know? So what's up? What's happening here?
Nothing's just a joke.
Did you just get out of prison or what?
No.
Get out of prison?
I mean, I'm so confused right now.
I don't know what to do because, you know, we went to prom. I just see you, Jeanette. You were so high, little devil.
No, I mean, I was at my prom. It's pretty obvious now, don't you think?
Oh, did you go to your prom?
Yeah, I went to my prom.
Was Tyler there?
No, I didn't go with Tyler. I went with someone else.
Oh, was his name Dr. Bones?
No, that wasn't his name.
But
wait, hold on, while we're at it, I mean, how was your guys' prom? I'm really curious to know.
Oh, please. I mean, it was amazing.
Please.
I mean, it was just...
Yeah, like, you know, when Michael Jackson touches something, he goes, ah! And I'm like, whoa. And that made no sense, guys. I'm losing it. I don't know what...
Lost it. Totally losing it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just said that.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I mean, we need to clear this whole cheater thing up because that's like a tarnish on my name, you know, to Dr. Bones. That's like, it's dirty, so you gotta take that away. Take the cheater tag away from me.
No, I'm not. You deserve it, so.
Tetra, just ride with
me.
Tetra,
you're one of the nicest men I know.
I'm one of the nicest people in the world. How can you even say that?
98, so.
What do you mean not? Okay, hold on a second.
You are not nice to me.
Hold on. Everybody, take a chill pill and take a hit of this blunt, and you gotta tell me why. Hey, shut up. You gotta tell me why I wasn't a nice guy.
Well,
three's a card.
Huh?
Oh, I was just gonna tell Doctor that three's a card. I don't. You know what that means?
What?
Remember when he said three's a card?
No, yeah, don't talk about that. But Jeanette, why? I'm curious.
Well, first of all, when we were going out, it didn't
even
look like going
out. Wait.
Now you're going to interrupt me?
She's like, you shut your mouth when you're talking to me, Missy.
Wait, okay. Okay, go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Now you interrupted me. Let's go.
Tetra, please handle this.
I mean, I don't...
No. Handle this.
I don't know what to do.
Keep your mouth shut.
Huh?
Keep your mouth shut.
This is our 50th episode has turned to a Jerry Springer episode.
Right.
I mean, where's Steve Wilkos at?
He has his own show now, baby. He's on a bigger and better show.
Yeah. Speak, Tyler.
What?
Speak, so apparently you have so much to say.
This is my show, homie. This is me and Petra's show.
Yeah, I know. Go, speak.
Speak about what? I just want to hear your story. I just want to hear it. I just want to sit back and hear it.
What do you want to hear?
I'm not going to interrupt you. You go ahead and do what you do.
You guys can. Me and Tetra will not interrupt you. No cussing either. Keep it toned down. But just say why I'm a cheater, and then I'll fight back.
No.
Go ahead. No, I want to hear.
No. No, I don't want to say no more.
Let me explain it how me and Tetra know it. Tetra, you remember the story, right? I mean, you're right there next to me. You remember?
Yeah.
Tetra. Look, he's down, man. Anyway.
Hey, my bad.
No.
You know, I'm over here.
He died. Take a time out.
I'm trying to focus on what you guys are saying.
Okay, everybody, listen. This Tetra, you were with me in eighth grade. I mean, this is how it went. This is
mm-hmm.
This is like 6 years ago. This is how it went. I remember Jeanette, she used to give me heat all the time, you know? She used to, like, try to punch me and stuff, you remember? Tetra? She ain't even trying to hear it right now. Anyway.
My bad, dude.
No, I hate you right now.
I'm not going to lie to you.
He died again.
Yeah. I'm dead. Go ahead. No, this is more between you guys than me. I'm just here.
But you were there,
man.
I'm trying to bring it out.
Okay, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
You remember how she used to, like, punch me and stuff and beat me?
I remember how she used to pull out the rhythm bats from her butt and beat you with it.
Exactly. She used to beat
me. Oh, my God.
And, I mean, what am I supposed to do? It's not like
hey,
you know, like, it was just weird. And then...
Sound effects.
Yeah, that's what happened. I mean, what's your story?
You guys are liars.
I
did not ever once hit you.
You punched me.
No, I did. Where did I punch you at?
In my throat.
You're a liar. You probably met Jose, because that's what he did.
What?
What? Man, I was about to punch that kid in the face.
Jose beat you?
He beat your ass.
No.
He hit you?
He beat
you? That's what he told me.
Wait, what did he say?
What the hell is that?
Don't worry about it.
You know what? Now I'm not going to answer the fucking question.
Okay. Oh, my God. You just cost us $1,000 in censorship.
Good.
There's
an extra $1,000 in the film.
Hey, doctor.
Gone.
Doctor, I had to let her loose.
Dude, shut up, dude. Like, I'm so dumb. Like, I can't say
I ain't losing any more money.
See, that's why we gotta do screenings and stuff before we call. We gotta make sure we gotta brief people because stuff like that happens, you know?
I mean, it just gets too wild. It's too crazy.
It's too wild.
And,
I mean,
you know,
she has rabies. She has all these sorts of diseases. Like,
you get
polio.
To the point where you're just driving with a couple guys in the car. You know, one of them wearing a red shirt, one of them is wearing a hat. And it's just ridiculous, you know, like, sometimes you get, I don't know, you know?
I don't even know what you're saying right now, but I totally feel you because the words you speak pour from your soul like the waters flow down the rivers of Babylon. You feel
me? Sometimes I just don't make sense and my name's B.I., but sometimes I make sense and my name's B.Laz.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Guys, I am so sorry. We have just floods and floods of email pouring into our switchboard right now about Lion Eyes being on. I'm so sorry. I mean, it's what happened, guys. Let me explain to you. Because before we talk to every band, we usually, like, brief them and screen them, and we got to ask them questions before we can, like, actually let them on, you know?
Yeah, like,
and,
we get them on the show, and they don't hunt.
So nothing bad happens and stuff, and that's, like, legal reasons we do that. But we couldn't reach the guy, but now he's available, but, like, we couldn't do it because we didn't brief him. So I'm sorry to all the fans out there, but totally we'll be on tomorrow. We'll have
Because, like, we called him, but he, you know.
Yeah, totally.
He didn't go through, but wow.
Exactly.
Tomorrow is a better day.
Yeah. We will call. It'll be Warp Thursday tomorrow, I guess.
Right?
It'll be a Warp Thursday. It won't be a Warp Wednesday. But, totally. It's going to be good, guys. It's a really good band. I mean, all the bands on Warp Tour this year are actually pretty amazing. I mean, you have the Expendables, you have Pepper, you have... I can't even think. Lion Eyes, Bad Rap, but they're all gonna be on our show. That's so beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, it's just I totally want to go.
I'm going. I will be there. But yeah, it's gonna be really good, guys. I mean, this is our 50th episode. I can't believe we've been doing this long. We can't be doing it much longer.
Oh my God! You hear that, Mickey? Mickey's over here slamming doors.
Mickey's going crazy.
Yeah, like 50 episodes. you know, it's 50 cents in the car. You get 50 cents. That's a little ridiculous. I don't know. You know what I mean? You take 50 minutes in a bath. That's ridiculous.
I totally feel you. I mean, do what you gotta do. We have one more song to play from Lion Eyes. I mean, we'll play some more tomorrow, but we'll play you guys out on this song. We have, like, 4 minutes left, I think. But, you know, we're going to get down to the roots of this show, why we started this show. And this show is to put out good music that nobody listens to. That's why we did this show, you know? So we're getting back to those roots, guys. And this last song by Lion Eyes is called Killers and Crooks. So.
Oh, my God, the Crooks and the Killers.
Exactly. So we're just going to play it out on this song, guys. It's been a wild show. I mean, I hate crazy people, you know.
I mean, you know, like, it was fun though. I had fun.
I had to boot them, but
on what I heard, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I learned some new things about doctors that
it's just stupid.
I wish I had it.
Flying around. Killers and Crooks, guys, by Lion Eyes, off their album. I don't think this is off Destruction Manual. This might be like a single or something, but this is Killers and Crooks. We're gonna play you guys on this, man. Been really good. It's been fun. We'll catch you guys tomorrow with Lion Eyes. They will be on, guys. Thank you a lot.
Same time. You already know.
All day.